Over the past 4 years, the LiveWell Take Action program has created more than 50 projects, and 150 students across 7 YRDSB high schools have become program ambassadors. Jacqueline Wong photo with many people of East Asian descent living in the multicultural community of York Region. Enhancing their sense of identity while better integrating into Canadian society has been an important issue. The LiveWell, Take Action Ambassador Program for East Asian Youth aims to empower East Asian youth by exploring their identities and providing them with the tools to become agents of social change. The year 2022 marks the program's fourth time working with high schools across the York Region District School Board. A total of $317,000 in grant funding from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF, was used to help with administrative costs, purchasing equipment, and hosting workshops and delivering programs online. Live Well Take Action is a timely initiative, and I am impressed by how it has fostered young East Asian Canadian leaders and addressed issues such as anti-Asian racism, said Billy Pang, MPP for Markham Unionville. Organizations such as Alpha Education and the Chinese Canadian National Council Toronto Chapter, CCNCTO, were also involved with this after-school initiative since 2018. The program recognizes such needs among Asian youth and carries a mandate to support, inspire and empower such students. We are glad that their voices are finally heard, and their needs addressed, said Flora Chong, Executive Director of Alpha Education. Over the years, program ambassadors have created more than 50 projects that have been shared with schools and communities across the Greater Toronto area. Students have chances to develop skills like communication and critical thinking, with a focus on raising awareness of issues affecting Asian communities, like racism, mental health and homophobia. About 150 students across 7 YRDSB high schools have become program ambassadors so far, and this year there are more than 80 participants at 4 additional schools. CCNCTO Executive Director Jesse Tang believes the LiveWell Take Action program has created a safe and supportive learning space, which often is not accessible for Asian youth, to learn about racism, mental health, and many other issues. We appreciate the government's efforts in understanding the needs and commitment to combating such challenges. On Thursday, April 28, the program is hosting its final student celebration, a public event for everyone to come together to acknowledge students' efforts. For more information about the program, visit the website at www.livewelltakeaction.com. Scarlett Liu is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter for Economist and Sun.